This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't know what it is. Just before we start, quick hits. My ADHD is going off the wall today. I think it's 100% tied to the Twitter videos. I was getting my dopamine fix from like all the different videos that we were watching.
Yeah,
and I think it's stoked whatever
you know
that
what?
Thing is.
It makes sense. Now I don't have ADHD, but I definitely had like what felt like what the last like 40 minutes or so felt like it was like major breaking news.
Yeah,
like in a massive way, and it's odd because usually you can feel those moments, and then you're like, all right, this is huge, and then you respond to it, and then you keep going, and then it just like never stops, and that's kind of what it felt like. It felt like your whole world is just talking about these camp videos, and so maybe that's what's rubbing off of you.
Well, and what's killing me here is that. There's a part of me that wants to just get in and do it. And there's another part of it being like, it's minicamp videos, dude. Calm down. And I have to tell myself that. It might sound like I'm telling everybody else that. No. We're telling ourselves that because we just like football.
I know. You did kind of yuck my yum a little bit, as you would say.
Oh, did I?
A little bit. I just wanted to have fun with it. And it felt like you didn't want to do that.
Oh, I just, oh, man.
Just enjoying football.
Oh,
that's okay. We'll have other opportunities. And I'm sure like a month from now or 2 months from now, I'll be like, Nick, it's stupid videos of people throwing footballs.
Is that when Dylan Gabriel takes the lead in the job?
It seemed like by a lot of accounts, he just already took the lead. It was such a wild roller coaster of like a 45 minute stretch where you're just seeing videos come out and people's reactions just changing and evolving.
We've got Kurt Heelan, NBA analyst and writer, coming up in about 40 minutes here. But let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
JP on the latest edition or the latest episode of Chicago Pope. The Cubs congratulated Chicago's Pope Leo on becoming Pope and then said he's a Cubs fan. But not so fast, my friend. His brother, the Pope's brother, John, went on Chicago TV to say Pope Leo is actually a White Sox fan. Is Pope Leo more likable to us in Cleveland as a White Sox fan or a Cubs fan?
I like him being a White Sox fan in general anyway. Because White Sox fans, and you know I grew up a Cubs fan, and my mom's a Cubs fan, and all this attached to it, but White Sox fans are more representative of what my childhood was, mm-hmm. and more representative of what I think Cleveland is. White Sox fans are grittier. White Sox fans are blue-collar. White Sox fans, they work hard. That's your White Sox fan. And so I like a Pope being a White Sox fan.
So here's my struggle. I hated the White Sox more than any other team growing up, because the Frank Thomas era White Sox were a legitimate threat for a minute to Cleveland Indians. But then again, 2016. So I'm really torn. I don't know. I feel like if he's
because
a Cubs
the White Sox
fan,
are in the division, so anytime you take on the White Sox, that's always been a little problematic.
I do. Okay. If you,
but the White Sox are so unserious right now, it's just hard to even think about that.
So that's part of it. Here's the other part. If you watch like the Tom Hanks Angels and Demons movie, or like what was the Da Vinci Code, White Sox fans are kind of like the super hard Catholic that would like chastise himself when he failed. So that feels more like something that I want the Pope to know a little bit of suffering.
I do love the theory that AJ Pruszynski put out there, that he chose Leo the 14th as a subtle nod to Paul Konerko.
That would be just
number 14.
I mean, Paul Konerko.
We got video of him being at the 2005 World Series. Paul Konerko.
I don't think I could take you seriously as a pope.
I love that.
Like
though.
if you were
that's how I would choose my pope
name. If you chose it off of Frank Thomas, well, yeah, but you couldn't even become
a priest.
Hey, can't
go 35. Frank Thomas. I don't think we've had a 35.
I just think my point is, Paul Konerko. I mean,
people love Paul Konerko.
The 1,050th best baseball player ever.
In the past 25 years, White Sox fans, the order that they love is Frank Thomas, Paul Konerko, Maglio Ordóñez.
I mean, that's just sad.
That's the list. Omaha! Well, yeah, White Sox baseball is pretty sad. Anthony Edwards left the game last night and then came back, and everything was fine, and they just ran over the Warriors to the point where it makes it seem like Jimmy Buckets, I don't know what you were doing in this game, except you weren't getting buckets. Does it feel like, since Steph won't be back now until at least game 5, potentially game 6 seems more likely, does it feel like this series is over?
I think everything you heard from Draymond post-game and everything you saw on the court tells you that that's a team that would like you to not know that the dynasty is over. Yeah, yeah. And Steph crying after the injury, meaning like, hey, I'm going to be out a week, and crying after that tells you, yeah, I think they knew the stakes and they knew what it was going to take to beat Minnesota, and you can't beat Minnesota with half a series of Steph or less.
I mean, this is the most valuable, like showcasing Steph's value in a series that we're going to find since the finals and then winning finals actually stopped happening. Like it was, it's never more obvious they don't have a chance without Steph.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's also like, just look at the rest of the roster. I mean, Draymond isn't Draymond of 5 years ago. Jimmy isn't Jimmy of 5 years ago. Pajemski's an okay player. Buddy Hield's an okay player. They've got a bunch of okay players.
Have you dived deep into the Pat Spencer conversation?
I'm
fascinated by his story.
The dude did average 2 points a game this year. And Draymond's like, we got to talk more about Pat Spencer. If Pat Spencer played on any other team, Draymond would tee off.
Okay, but you can admit he's got one of the wildest stories to being an NBA player.
It's crazy.
He went 4 years at Loyola being a lacrosse star. He won the lacrosse version of a Heisman. He goes to Northwestern, transfers, plays basketball for one season, averages 10 points a game. It's not like he tore it up and averaged like 30 a game at Northwestern. Averaged 10 a game and then finds his way into the NBA after going overseas first.
That's wild. His mustache is the only thing elite on him.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Him. Omaha! It was the Shador Show today in Cleveland with rookie minicamps and fellow rookie Tight end Harold Fannin Jr. of Bowling Green fame was asked about his teammate, about being teammates with Shador earlier today.
How aware are you of all the attention that Shador Sanders is getting both locally and nationally, all over social media, ESPN, everywhere you go, it's Shador time. So are you guys aware of that? Are you aware of that? And what do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously that's definitely dope for him. I mean, I guess it's a good thing for him. You know, he could use that to his advantage, you know, or whatever. Yeah, I mean, I always see him on TikTok or something. It's pretty cool that I get to, you know, be in the same locker room as him for sure.
I mean, he let a little inner fanboy out in there. Do you think that there are more Shador fanboys in that locker room than we realize?
I mean, they're not going to say anything bad about him.
He said it's pretty cool to be in the same locker room with him.
It's pretty cool to be in the same locker room with him.
Because he's a social media star.
Harold Fannin went to BGSU, and no disrespect to yourself. No disrespect.
Whoa, park it.
No disrespect.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
But that's not really Alabama when it comes to football, Nick.
You wrecked yourself.
You know, Alabama, you play against all these big stars all the time. Ohio State, you play against all these big stars all the time. I could see how a kid from BGSU would be like, oh, the face of college football the last 2 years. It's cool to be his teammate now. I hope I get his number and we can chat and maybe play video games.
Yeah, I mean, Toledo put like four dudes in the NFL. They were like, there's like 10, 15 guys going
name
to
them.
There's a Hook. And there's a guy named Maxon or Mason.
Shoot, I mean, I don't mean to say shoot like that, but shoot. Harold Fannin might be impressed by Dylan Gabriel. That's where we're at with Harold Fannin right now.
I'll tell you right now.
A little starstruck.
When Fat McConaughey roams the sidelines of Bowling Green as they stomp the Mac this year, and I'm in a pure leather
orange. This is the Eddie George effect, though. Eddie George will make it no longer cool for them to step into an NFL locker room and be impressed by anyone because your coach was Eddie George.
Yeah, nice pivot there.
They didn't have Eddie George last year.
Nice pivot there.
That would have saved him.
Uh-huh.
Jordan Edwards. Pablo Torre did a report that said she was banned from UNC. If you're like, who's Jordan Edwards? That's Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend.
Is it Jordan Hudson, or does he have 2 4-year?
I typed Ant Edwards and then moved to Jordan Edwards. It's 340.
Listen, if Belichick's dating Anthony Edwards, we got a story on our hands.
Could you imagine if that was the hush-hush money? And Edwards paid $1 million and also was like, yeah, so that's we're just going to make you go away, too. So the point is that Pablo did a whole report about her being banned from UNC. UNC has responded and said, like, no, just she's not an employee of North Carolina, but she's not banned in any sort of way.
Yeah, this is damage control. This just proves my point that there was a anti-Jordan Hudson push. And it's not just by UNC, by the way. I think it's actually by Bill's family.
Well, you saw his daughter-in-law on Instagram,
yep,
openly airing out family secrets, essentially.
Yep, I'm going to tell you right now.
It's always the in-law in that
jealousy.
Instance, too, by the way.
It is jealousy. That's all this is, all right? I'll tell you this right now. Steve, which one's the goofball that's a...
Steve.
Yeah, with the sneered nose and the tongue out, he's not getting Jordan Hudson.
So are they worried
know what Brian looks like.
Are they worried about Belichick's legacy, or are they worried about their inheritance going away to a 24-year-old?
No, they just don't like their dad dating somebody that's younger than them, which, fine, you're allowed to. But, I mean, listen... This girl is clearly not on the up and up. All right, she's 24-year-old. She's dating a man.
Bill's already given her
reportedly
$9 million in different assets.
This is problematic. At the same point,
a lot of money.
At the same point, this is dirty pool by the family and by UNC.
How much money does Bill have to give her before the family does step in and is like, "Hey, giving away a lot of money here."
I mean, he's
giving away a lot of money.
I mean,
here.
He's kind of gifted his kids jobs into the NFL.
Yeah, jobs in the NFL is not like, $9 million in properties, though.
Yeah, well, okay.
What's the line there before you step in as a family member? It's like you've given away $50 million to this girl.
You've kind of got some cojones if you come out here and you're both nepo babies and you're like, Dad, I don't like you. I mean, who's she? You're just sleeping with her and you're just giving her money. It's like, and he birthed you or he helped you being born. Whatever. The point is, he sired you. That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
He sired
He's
you.
He's secretariat.
If your name was Steve Smith, different guy.
Ooh. A lot of money there,
if your
too,
name
apparently.
Was, if it wasn't Steve Belichick, you're not the defensive coordinator in North Carolina right now, bub.
Well, he made peace with that a long time ago, but you don't make... Defensive coordinator at North Carolina money is not the same as $9 million in properties and assets. Imagine working and busting your butt trying to make it in the NFL and doing all these other things in college football, and then 24-year-old Jordan Hudson just gets given millions upon millions.
Man. Yeah. Just imagine being a Nepo baby and thinking the world isn't fair. Imagine that. Not I. When we come back.
You'd be livid. You'd be livid.
Not if I was already a millionaire.
You're like, no, it's all fair. It's all fine.
Darius,
take all my money, Jordan Hudson.
Looks like he's playing. We'll get into the Cavs. Pacers, game 3, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.